USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Considered the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the directors of the CDC and the FDA will be testifying before Congress today. They're to share their views on the health risks facing the nation amid spikes in coronavirus cases in about 20 states. The president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis giving his first interview since four of that city's officers were charged in the death of George Floyd. Bob Kroll telling CBS This Morning he does not believe racism is systemic in the Minneapolis department.
I am the first African American ever elected to the Minneapolis Police Federation in 152 years. You know what I see? I see progress.
President Trump will be in Arizona today to view border wall construction and to hold a campaign rally. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democrat Joe Biden's campaign saying it will not agree to any more than the three previously scheduled debates this fall with his opponent, Republican President Donald Trump.
Preemptively denying any potential request from President Trump for more. Although formal invites by the Commission on Presidential Debates will be sent out after the nominating conventions this summer, the Biden campaign also made it clear their yet-to-be-announced vice presidential pick will also participate in their early October debate.
That's USA Radio's John Hunch reporting. Police in the nation's capital were able to stop protesters who tried but failed to take down a statue of President Andrew Jackson, located right across the street from the White House last evening. U.S. Park police forming a barrier in front of the statue, at one point using pepper spray to move those protesters back. Wall Street stocks trending upward in early trading. So far, the Dow has been up about 1%. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal appeals court rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer as a carcinogen. The court ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to back up the claim, as only the World Health Organization has labeled the product as a probable carcinogen, doing so in 2015. Bayer, which has owned the Roundup brand since 2018, facing lawsuits from thousands of users, and juries have awarded payments in the billions already, though Bayer is appealing those verdicts, arguing the chemical is safe to use. And Beatles fans can breathe a sigh of relief as it turns out the street Penny Lane in Liverpool was not named after a slave trader. Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.